The Ford dealers and the Lincoln Mercury dealers of America bring you Bob Crosby and his Bobcats, Jerry Sullivan, the town criers, and Ford's comedy favorite, Miss Vera Vague. And here is Bob Crosby.
Thank you. Here's a brand new tune that we made a record of a few weeks ago. It's called Give Me 5 Minutes More. It takes about three.
Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Here am I, begging for only 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more of your charm. All week long I dreamed about a Saturday day. Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late? Give me 5 minutes more, only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms. Here am I, begging for only 5 minutes more. Only 5 minutes more of your charm. All week long I dreamed about a Saturday day. Don't you know that Sunday morning you can sleep late?
Give me 5 minutes more.
Only 5 minutes more. Let me stay in your arms.
Thank you. This is Bob Crosby with the Glee Club. Fred Waring needn't worry. Also, the town criers, Larry Keating, our Ford comedy favorite for this evening, Miss Vera Vague, and that charming chick with the tantalizing tan, Miss Jerry Sullivan.
Well, you've been getting some sun yourself, Bob.
Uh-huh.
Say, where do you get your tan? Out on the golf course or lying in the sand?
Lying in the sand. On the golf course.
You mean your name is just, your game. Oh, is just one bad lie after another?
No, that's my score.
Well, don't you golfers ever tell the truth about your scores, Bob?
Not the golfers who win. Why tell the truth? You're liable to get your handicap lowered and some other thing.
Well,
couldn't a pro
show you how to improve your game?
A professional show me how to improve the game? Well, yesterday the professional told me that all I needed was a new golf club.
What club?
Anyone with an easier course. The greens are too tough on the ones I play.
I hear some men pick caddies who help them with their game.
Well, I have a better system. I pick a caddy who hasn't gone past second grade.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
In the third grade, they learn to count.
Well, fine. Well, you need somebody to watch over you.
I need you to sing it, and that's a cue if I ever heard one.
There's a somebody I'm longing to see. I hope that he turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the wood. I know I could Although he may not be the man some girls think of as handsome, to my heart he carries the key. Won't you tell him, please, to put on some speed, follow my lead. Oh, how I need someone to watch over me.
Ah, that was really swell, Jerry. And here for our friends everywhere is a special bit of information. All right, Larry.
The police traffic safety campaign is meeting with real success, safeguarding lives and property. Just in the first 10 days of this campaign, more than 163,000 cars were checked in 23 states. And that's just the beginning. But here's something to think about. One out of every three of those cars checked had a safety defect. Brakes, tires, lights, horns, or other parts.
Say, that's an important warning signal to every motorist.
You bet, Bob. And you know, that's just why Ford is glad to be cooperating in this nationwide safety program. Speaking to Ford owners especially, right now is a good time to bring your Ford back home to your Ford dealer. Let them safety check your car. Brakes, lights, windshield wiper, horn, the works. Then you'll know whether your car is in sound condition. You get four big advantages at Ford dealers. And here they are. Ford trained mechanics with years of Ford know-how. Genuine Ford parts that fit right, work right, and last longer. Ford-approved service methods and special Ford equipment for servicing your very own Ford. So, bring your Ford back home. Remember, there's no place like home for Ford service. Stop in now.
Radio's youngest quartet, the Town Criers, riding that Louisiana hayride.
Get going, Louisiana hayride. Get going, we all is ready. Start something, Louisiana hayride. No use for calling the road.
Oh, I like that quartet, sitting in the hay, loving it away. The time is short, crack your little whip, get your little ship to go. Start something, Louisiana hayride, no fooling, we all is happy. Get going, Louisiana hayride, no use for calling a roll.
Jasmine Washington,
I is here.
Liza McKinley,
I is here.
Clementina, Caroline, Dinah, we is here, we is here. Miss Miranda, Flora, and Linda, is you here? Get to go in Louisiana. Stand around Louisiana hayride. Got to plan a Louisiana hayride.
That was a bright treatment of a nostalgic old item, wasn't it, Jerry?
Yes, it sure was. Gee, I don't think there's anything quite like a hayride.
A hayride. You know, a guy really can have a lot of fun on a hayride if he knows his oats.
Well, what do you mean, Bob?
Well, where else can you hold hands with two girls at the same time without getting caught?
Well, I meant there's nothing like getting a bunch of kids together and hitching the horses to the hay rack and driving through the country singing those good old songs.
Good old songs. Say, that's why I always used to be invited on hay rides.
To sing?
To drive the horses. But there was always a pretty girl in pigtails and calico sitting next to me on the driver's seat. Come on, Bess. Come on, exterminator. Get up, Ligarodi.
Say, Bob, this hayride's no fun. Even sitting up here with you, especially if you have to drive the horses all the time. Gee, why don't you let somebody else drive?
That's a good idea, honey. You drive.
Oh, I didn't mean that, Bob. Look, while all those couples are back there holding hands, here we are holding horses.
Yeah, they're probably jealous.
Well, the moon is gorgeous anyway.
Ain't that a pretty moon, huh?
I'm going to wish that I married the sweetest, handsomest, smartest boy in the world.
I thought you loved me.
Bob, you have so much to learn.
And so little time. Just one more week.
Oh, look at Gordon and his girl back there. Gee, he's got his arm around her.
Yeah, I guess he's afraid she'll fall off.
He's singing to her, too. Listen.
Give me a little kiss, will ya, huh? Let's have another kiss, huh? How about another, huh?
Well, what are you waiting for, Bob?
I'm waiting for her to answer.
Shh, listen.
Mary, honey, you're the only girl in the world for me. There's never been anyone else but you, Mary. So how about another little kiss, Mary?
Ouch!
Mary, what's wrong?
My name's Elva.
Well, at least you don't forget my name.
Naturally. I once had a dog named Jerry.
Bob, that is not funny.
Dog died.
Well, I forgive you. Why don't you move over a little closer?
Closer?
Yeah.
I don't think I should.
Oh, Bob, don't be that way. Come on, it's all right.
Oh, no, it's not.
Well, what's wrong?
Well, there's a nail sticking out of the seat.
Listen, Bob, hear that? Doesn't it make you feel, well, sort of in a romantic mood?
Well, I'm always in a romantic mood when I'm with you, honey. I saw you last night and got that old feeling when you came inside. I got that old feeling
the moment that you danced by. I felt a thrill,
and when you caught my eye, my heart stood still.
Once again I seem to feel that old yearning,
and I know the spark of love was still burning.
There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start
for that old feeling is still in my heart. Well, so much for a song of love and romance. Love and romance. I can't even say the words without thinking of a soft, warm, whispering voice that murmurs,
"Yoo-hoo, Mr. Crosby!"
Yes, indeed. That's our Ford comedy favorite for tonight, Vera Vague. What's new, Vera?
My girdle, and it's killing me.
Why, Miss Begg, I thought that was all you lived for.
What's that?
A tight squeeze, yak.
You. Oh, you dear sweet boy. You know something? I've had my eye on you for quite some time, and I'm sure you're going places. That is, if you spend the evening with me, you are.
Well, that's quite a compliment, Miss Begg.
Yes, it is that. You'd be surprised how many dashing young men I meet.
Name one.
Well, I can't find out their names.
Why is that? Why is that?
They're always dashing. No, really. There isn't time, really, in my life for another man.
No?
No, not me. Not an evening goes by that I don't put my hair up, make up, dress up.
And then?
Stood up. It's all so monotonous.
Well, I wouldn't worry when a man turns you down, Miss Begg. There are always other fish in the sea.
Yes, I know, but who wants to marry a halibut?
I think you're just modest, Miss Begg. Don't tell me that you haven't always had a man at your feet.
Only when I try on shoes. And an occasional chiropodist.
But a woman with your charm should never have any difficulty attracting men.
Do you really believe that?
I do.
What did you say?
I do.
Oh, dear, if this were only the bride and groom program.
Why, you have charm, allure, intelligence.
Oh, my goodness. I'm blushing so I'll have to flip my pancake makeup to keep it from burning.
Well, I hope that you don't think I'm just flattering you.
Oh, of course not. I think you're lying. But do go on, you big bobcat, you.
Well, what I want to say is that, well, your loveliness is so intense.
Yes.
Am I interrupting, Miss Begg?
Oh. Of course not, Miss Sullivan. Just poke your great big nose right in there.
Well, if that's the way you feel, I'll leave.
No offense intended, darling. It's just that I wanted to be alone with my thoughts.
Then I'll leave, too.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You're my most important thought, you know.
Well, I'm surprised to hear that you have any difficulty with men, Miss Begg. You're so attractive, and you have such a beautiful nose.
Well, thank you, dear. It's so sweet of you to notice it.
Yes. It's too bad it isn't in the middle of your face.
Oh, how witty. Oh, she's really shining tonight. Go powder your nose, dear, with gunpowder.
Girls, time out of here. Now then, Miss Begg, let me tell you that Jerry is really an old admirer of yours.
Yes, well, we can't stay young forever, can we, darling? She's cute. Of course you can try, though, can't you? That's one reason I decided to get away from Hollywood.
Far away, I hope.
Yes. Yes, I bought a ranch in Nevada. The Golden West has opened its arms to me.
Well, that's more than anyone else would do.
You'd feel right at home at my ranch, dear. It's in Vulture Valley. You'd love it.
Yes, well, what is your ranch called?
From now on, it's called V-Bar U. Oh, I love the wide open spaces. Out west where men are.
Yeah?
Where men are men, what am I saying? Oh. Oh, really, I do. I love it so. I could just stay there till the cowboys come home. The cows come home. Where am I? No, really, you'd love it out there in the West, Mr. Crosby. It's beautiful.
I love the West, really.
So glamorous and exciting, chock full of Indians like Gregory Peck.
What makes you think that Gregory Peck is an Indian?
Well, when he was introduced to me, all he said was, ugh. You ought to come out to the ranch, Mr. Crosby. I need a good foreman. I really do. I had to fire the last one. He kept threatening me.
Threatening you?
Yes, he kept talking about branding my calves.
Well, Vera, that's because a cowboy's whole life is his cattle.
Yes, I know.
You know, when a cow breaks loose, he goes after it, grabs it by the neck, and he hangs on like a tiger.
Cowboys will do that to a cow?
Yes.
No!
Say, Bob, why don't you take up Miss Vig's offer as a foreman?
A foreman?
You know, if I were a man, I certainly would. I'd love to stroll around in a big 10-gallon hat.
Well, I don't think it'd become you, dear. 10-gallon hat, half-pint head, I don't think.
Of course, Mr. Crosby, if you do take me up on this job, you'd have to herd cattle on horseback. Do you know much about horses?
Do I know horses? I'm a Crosby, ain't I?
Well, perhaps you could use a scooter. Oh, I can see us now driving a herd of cattle down into Las Vegas. They just love me in Las Vegas. Everyone in town calls me Las Vegas Vague.
Las Vegas Vague?
Yes, that's right. They wrote a song about me.
Yeah, I think I heard that song. Everybody's talking about Nevada's latest plague.
They ask me what my name is.
She's called Las Vegas Vague.
I bought a ranch out in the west,
out where the coyotes whine.
But now I miss the wolves back on Hollywood and Vine.
Las Vegas Vague, Las Vegas Vague.
Her hair is blue, her eyes are red.
Wouldn't swap my horse if he were dead.
Las Vegas Vague, Las Vegas Vague.
They'd rather break a leg
than ever kiss Las Vegas Vague.
I got an awful hot foot when I rode the range last night.
The range gave you a hot foot?
No, I rode on the pilot light. I ran into some rustlers, and I told them it was war.
They threw her in some cactus.
Now I'm really sore.
Oh,
Las Vegas Vague.
Oh, they're up.
Las Vegas Vague.
Hey, there.
I grip a horse tight with my knees.
Her legs are like parentheses.
Las Vegas Vague.
Putty, putty.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas hatched an egg,
and they got Las Vegas Day.
Thank you, Miss Barabay. And here's Jerry Sullivan with the hit song from Call Me Mister. South America, take it away.
South America, Babaloo. Babaloo, Babaloo, one favor you can do, your beautiful lands below, don't know what you began. To put it plainly, I'm tired of shaking to that Pan-American plan. Take back your samba, ay, your rumba, ay, your conga, ay, ay, ay. I can't keep moving, ay, my chassis, ay, any longer, ay, ay, ay. Now maybe Latins, ay, in their middles, ay, are built stronger, ay, ay, ay. But all this taking to the quaking and this making with the shaking leaves me aching. Hold on! First you shake around and settle there. Then you shake around and settle here. Then you shake around and settle there. That's enough, take it back. My spine is out of whack. There's a strange click-clack in the back of my sacroiliac. Take back your conga, aye, your samba, aye, your rumba, aye, aye, aye. Why can't you send us, aye, a less strenuous number, aye, aye, aye. I've got more bumps now, aye, than on a aye cucumber, aye, aye, aye. While all those Latin drums are clopping like a jumping jack, I'm hopping without stopping. Hola! Though I like neighborly relations, all these crazy new gyrations try my patience. Hola! I know there's danger really lurking if my shoulders keep on working at this jerking. Hola! South America! Take it away!
Delightful, Jerry. I must say 9 out of 10 people got to go for that.
9 out of 10, eh? Tell me, Bob, did you ever hear of 7 out of 11?
Well, you aren't thinking of something like a, should I say, a game of chance, perchance?
No, sir. There's no chance in this one. It's a fact, a real fact. One that's mighty important to businessmen and farmers, large and small, everywhere. Get this. 7 out of every 11 Ford trucks built since 1928, 18 years ago, are still on the road.
That's a real record. No wonder people are saying that Ford trucks last longer.
Ford trucks last longer is right, Bob. And here's more proof. Calculations based on the latest available official figures show that the average age of all Ford trucks registered is almost 9 years. And of all the trucks sold more than 9 years ago, only a couple of the highest price makes can show as high a percentage still in use as Ford.
Well, cats in their nine lives have nothing on Ford trucks. They really stand up.
Sure, they've got endurance. They can really take it. That's another reason why there are more Ford trucks on the road than any other make. And just to make doubly sure of giving real truck value, Ford engineers have built 32 great new long life advancements into these new Ford trucks now coming off the lines. They built in more economy, more reliability, more workability. And here's another thing. These new long-lasting Ford trucks are made to fit almost all hauling jobs. More than 100 different body and chassis combinations. Power to fit the job, too. With 100 horsepower in the famous V8, 90 horsepower in the rugged 6.
With all those models to choose from, it's easy for the truck user to get just what he needs in the Ford truck line.
Easy and wise. On almost every hauling job, you'll find Ford trucks, and a big share of them, on the toughest hauls. That's because the record shows, and operators know, Ford trucks last longer.
Say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say. And with a moon up above, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. So they tell me, I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand, and
join us again next Wednesday, friends. I'm sorry, that's all the time we have for Wonderful. Next Wednesday, the Ford dealers and Lincoln Mercury dealers of America bring you Bob Crosby, the Bobcats, the Town Criers, Jerry Sullivan, and our guest, Judy Garland. This is Bob Crosby.
Remember, next week, the Ford dealers and Lincoln Mercury dealers bring you Judy Garland. Harry Keating speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.